crystals. Ornery little.
Yeah, it's like whole story because of something like Jerusalem. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're probably not in front.
I mentioned earlier this morning in our devotional that I was going to have some guests on the show this afternoon, and I have and Phil.
Hello, hello.
That's Phil, and that's Jackie.
Hi.
And I was hoping I could get both of you guys. There we go. That'll work out. Basically, what has happened is I've been neighbors with Jackie and Phil the last 8 years, and they built a very profitable business over the last 8 years, and I would go by Phil's business every day, and he'd wave at me as I went by, and he'd be diligently at his work. Getting a little glare there. I don't know what's causing that glare.
Right here.
Tell you what, Phil, can you sit right there next to her, possibly?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think I could get you in there.
I wore my Biak Biak shirt, so they can actually see. Hey, this is when I did the marketing up there, remember?
Mm-hmm, I can't see.
Mm.
Here we go. That's much better.
Okay.
About 6 months ago, I could tell Phil was really distraught, and he shared with me that their identity had been totally jeopardized. Well, what that means is that his business, his websites, his accounts, his customers have all been stolen. It's called cyber fraud. And since that time, the FBI has become involved in this. And the problem is it's like a never-ending saga. And not only has the FBI been involved, but the Attorney General, State of Missouri, has been contacted. The prosecuting attorney of this county has been contacted. The district attorney has been contacted. And folks, if this ever happens to you, get ready for the shock of your life. Because the cyber crime is a new pretty new arena for most attorneys. We've tried to engage federal attorneys, and they're just not knowledgeable about it. And so I'm going to just ask Jackie and Phil to share their story. I'm going to start with Phil. And Phil, what I'd like for you to do is just kind of give the story leading up to what happened, and then when you realize what happened, and then just kind of give us an overview of kind of where we're at today.
Okay. Well, we opened up a company. We started an online business. We owned Biak Biak Botanicals. We did marketing all over, put signs up everywhere. We're in a rural location. The company started taking off great, right as our shipping started to take off. Then we flatlined. We knew something was going on. So my wife is into security and everything else. She's the computer person. I'm the physical person. And next thing we know, we started having issues with our websites. That literally flatlined, then our websites are gone. We go through multiple computers. We have about $40,000 to $60,000 in equipment at our house that is all compromised. I can walk in with a brand new laptop that I just bought, and it's not even hours the second I walk into my home anymore because it hits our router. The router is compromised as well. So we have been dealing with multiple government agencies trying to get things done. And it seems like no one is getting things done. We need help as far as someone that can take care of this. We have done all of the legwork as far as who, where, what, and is involved. And we have all the documentation on all of that stuff as well, but it's going to have to be opened up in a safe room because the program that is on it is extremely dangerous. My wife is the one that can tell you about stuff like that. I am not familiar with it, so I don't want to go out.
Right, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this all started with a jeopardizing of a cell phone with T-Mobile, right?
That is correct. It is the original shop phone.
And someone took that information into a local T-Mobile store.
Yep.
And actually conned, if you want to put it that way, conned T-Mobile into replicating or changing your phone number to a new phone number for them, and all that went into their phone. Is that correct?
No. They actually opened up an account. They got all new equipment, and to this day are still getting equipment.
And they build it through your company, correct?
Still. To this day, it's still being billed, and we closed them out 4 months ago.
Okay. They are still also within seconds of me opening or obtaining a new IP or email address is calling them up to 350 emails compromised. Oops. And any new number that I attempt to get, I am unable to get because within seconds it's compromised as well. They take it over. It's okay. An artificial intelligence that's being utilized. Wow. And I have the video to prove that. You can sit back and actually watch this happen. And
well, I've actually seen it. I've been up to Phil's and he's turned on his phone, and you could see him actually scrolling down through the phone while he's sitting there with the phone. Somebody's taken over his phone.
Yep.
And they've also tried to, well, they have charged major, major amounts on their accounts. They bought $30,000 worth of
Bitcoins,
bought all kind of expensive watches and equipment and everything, and these people are devastated financially. I know this for a fact. And so, you know, I want to just say this. If there are any people out there that are very knowledgeable about cybersecurity and know any, it has to be a federal attorney. By the way, the FBI has already indicated we have a shut and closed case here because, you know, Jackie has the knowledge of computer systems, computer networks, and security, and she's documented everything. She's got it all here. But we need a federal attorney that's in the Southwest Missouri area that can file a federal lawsuit against T-Mobile. By the way, T-Mobile is owned by Sprint. And, you know, and we also need I'm asking today, you all know that I've shared this openly, we own some property and stuff, and I have a company, it's a 501c3 organization, Family Affiliated Support Services, and so I'm asking for my viewers to pitch in and help Jackie and Phil today get back on their feet. I'm going to ask you to send your donations to Family Affiliated Support Services. Family Affiliated Support Services. And it's 12223 East State Highway 90, Pineville, Missouri. I'm going to repeat that. Family Affiliated Support Services, 12223 East State Highway 90, Pineville, Missouri, 64856. And I will make certain that any donations that come in, all of those will go to Jackie and Phil to help them out on this, through this devastation they're experiencing. Now I want to go on just a little bit longer. You know, one of the things that we've also been aware of, and everybody that views this needs to be aware of this, that it's very easy for hackers to steal your identity anymore. You know, it's not hackers are hard to catch because they know what they're doing, okay? And even though these hackers that did this have made some really bad mistakes, which has the FBI on the top of it, But at the same time, Phil, Jackie, after what you've been through, if you were to start all over again, what would you have done differently?
Well, I would have most definitely...
I would have probably told him not to, I mean, my concern when we first met these acquaintances of, that we knew, that I had, an ill feeling about it. I think that probably would have been the first step. That was my major mess up, because I didn't want to say anything, because I still wanted that, level of people helping people, because
right.
that's how it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you Jackie and Phil are very trusting people, and, they want to reach out and help people. They're in a helping business. They're in a nutritional business. But at the same time, we have to be careful as to who we associate with, and especially who, we allow into our center of influence, as it were, because there are people out there that are scoundrels. They will take you for everything they can take you for, and that's what's happened here. And by the way, we know who these individuals are. I'm not going to name them on this program, but we know who they are. And by the way, if you happen to see this, we are it's just a matter of time before you come down, okay? And so just realize that my warning to everyone that's in business, or even if you have personal accounts and so on, be very careful who you do business with, and be very careful who you share any information with at all.
Very much.
Because people can take just a little bit of information and create. I mean, there are people out there that are creating false debit cards. There are people out there that are creating false driver's licenses. Now, I know this for a fact because, Jackie has been using my computer because her computer is sabotaged. I know for a fact she has had her federal income tax stolen from these same people. These people are absolute evil. So
it's not overseas.
Yeah, not overseas either. All domestic. And so now one of the real eye openers in all of this is that T-Mobile knows they're jeopardized. Google knows they're jeopardized. Android knows they're jeopardized. Because you know why we know? Because they're sending them non-disclosure agreements saying, don't tell anybody that this happened to you. Don't go to the media. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, I am going to take Jackie and Phil to Fox Television in Springfield, and we're going to share with them this case. So if anybody out there thinks that we're not serious about getting recourse on this, we are going to get recourse on it. The good Lord is going to help us bring this to a good fruition. So I'm going to just shut up and let Jackie and Phil, anything else you want to share before we conclude this out? I like to keep it around 15 minutes.
I do. So for your security, I want everybody to know, clicking a button on your computer and thinking that's going to erase everything, it does not. There's so much more involved into it. So if you're going to click a button to a factory reset, make sure you're doing it at least 8 or 9 times in a row, because you want to jumble and jumble the data in there. Because if not, one time, they can still get in. I mean, I'm doing it 60 or 70 times, and they can still get in because we're still compromised.
Okay.
We're literally prisoners in our home.
Wow.
But just make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Two-step authentication is great, but this program goes around artificial intelligence. It goes around biometrics. So you really need to be weary, and be weary of saving your passwords, and be weary of what you do online and your security, because security online is so advanced now that the attackers have the same knowledge as I would, and they're getting it to do bad, as in I did it to do good. And I want everybody just to make sure that y'all take care of yourselves as well, because we don't want people to get, scammed and hurt. I mean, that's
right.
What I went to school for. I have a TIA Security Plus, CompTIA Security Plus certification, certified wireless technical specialist, Cisco CCNA specialist, Cisco router switching specialist. These are all the certifications that I do hold before we did start our business. So, I mean, just watch yourself. Make sure that you're keeping an eye on your security, on any new, like, programs or applications that may just pop up on your phone, because it could be something hidden. Even as simple as a link. Don't just click a link. Copy it, paste it, put it into your browser. That way you know, and you can check at the top, and it's going to tell you exactly where you're going, and that you're not being redirected to a false page.
Good tips. Now, before we close off, again, help these folks out. You know, I have rarely ever asked for money. I don't ask for money for anything I'm associated with any of my with any of my broadcasts, any of my messages, or any of that. But this is an exception, because these people need your help. So send your donations to Family Affiliated Support Services, 12223 East State Highway 90, Pineville, Missouri. And I will make sure that Phil and Jackie get the money that you send. And it's for a good cause. It's for a family. They have a 4-year-old, beautiful little girl, Kinsley. And then they have a son, Debin, who is...
Stebin.
Stebin. Stebin, 17 yep. years old, right?
Yes.
And so they're a nice family. They're neighbors of mine for 7 years. So help them out, and... we'll keep you posted as things develop on this case. We might come back maybe once a week and give you all an update on what's going on. This is going to be placed on all my social media platforms. It's going to be put on Sermon Audio. It's going to be put on Truth Social, on Tumblr, on Reddit, on LinkedIn. It's going to be put on OK, and it's also going to be put on BitChute. And iConnect FX. So it's going to go around the world, and so the word is going to get out about how these people have been destroyed, and tomorrow it's going to go on Fox. Okay, so you all have a good day. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.